Hello, friends. This is Vlad Mazik. Thank you for downloading Vladcast number 7 already. As some of you know, I've had a rough week or two now with the flu and all of that, but my voice is pretty much back to normal, and here I am, recording number 7. Now, got a short week at this point. I'm actually heading off to the Microsoft Worldwide Partner Conference next week, and I really look forward to bringing you a lot of the coverage from there in terms of business sense that you can really get from the Microsoft Worldwide Partner Conference. I've written two articles already on Vladville. I'm sure you've checked them out on what Worldwide Partner Conference really is, and more importantly, what it really is not. You know, most people get to a really big setting like that, like a huge partner conference or huge technical conference, and they look at all the signs and stuff and don't really get the impression or the right idea of what the conference is really all about and what you can get out of that type of conference. I've kind of been successful with that. I look forward to improving that success ratio this year too, but, you know, a lot of people go and they follow these big cattle driving signs to keynotes and stuff, and they end up disappointed with it. Well, that's not what it's for. And it really is a lot about networking and really seeing what most successful people in our business are doing and really taking that opportunity to grow and improve your business. You know, there's no such thing as a quick fix in this world. You know, you go, you check out other people's opinions, you look at their plans, pitch them your own ideas, see what they think. Maybe they've tried and failed at it, you know, and then you go home, you take a couple of days off, you discuss it with your staff, you really take it point by point, plan it, roll it out in a limited fashion, and even when you do all of that, even when you plan and have all the best practices and all the best advice, odds are you're still going to fail, you know. We at OwnWeb now fail at a lot of things, but over time, we've come up with a lot of great products and a lot of great services. So what's really important is dealing with people that are really successful, learning from them, and sharing with them, and you know what? You're better for it because you learn more. So before I do get my butt over to Denver for the Worldwide Partner Conference, I'm off to L.A. this week. I'll be over there from Wednesday till Saturday, actually. So if you're in the L.A. area, drop me a note. I'll be in Beverly Hills working on the new data center there. Pretty exciting. We're going to be throwing out a lot of new products that are going to be based out of our L.A. data center because we have such a large space over there and a lot of bandwidth doing nothing. So we're going to be doing a lot of cool things. If you're not in the OwnWeb Now Partner Program or if you're not one of our customers, please do take a moment to check out OwnWebNow.com. We do some phenomenal things in a small and especially in mid-market enterprise segments. So if you haven't checked it out, do so now. Now let's see what we got in terms of the news from the community. First and foremost, my dear friend Suzanne Dancy started a new job today. Congratulations. And yesterday, she found out that she got the SBS MVP award. So way to go. In terms of the SBS and the small biz and all of that, Microsoft has been making a lot of noise. First of all, last week, as I posted, I got the beta one for Cougar, which is the next generation small business server. I think Dell dropped the bomb a little bit and said when it's going to ship and what it's going to be called. So it looks like it's going to be next fall. So time to get the beta testing and learning and training your staff and preparing your customers for when next XBS. What the next SBS release is going to look like and what it's going to bring. You certainly don't drop things the day that they get released. You have to prep your customer base for it, have them see the product, have them see what's coming, and take it step by step. Now, Microsoft also shipped CTP, which is basically a community technology preview. It's before a beta, kind of like the old school days of the alpha releases. And Centro, if you haven't heard of it, is the new mid-market solution. Think of it like SBS supersized for three servers to have an edge role, messaging role, and a security role, or whatever you want to call it, basically giving you the ability to have sort of a plug-and-play mid-market solution. Right now, there's no such thing as, I don't know, networking server setup like SBS's. So Centro really brings a lot of wizards and things in play to allow mid-market to save more money because they won't have to basically engineer everything from the ground up like we do up in the enterprise. And along with that, Windows Server just kicking ass. Server 2008 got another refresh after Beta 3 last week. So if you don't have that spare box and a lot of RAM, good news is RAM is cheap. Yeah, $56, I think, I saw it today for a 1 gig module. And most of these boards can handle 4 to 6 sticks. So for less than $500, you can get some very decent stuff. I posted on a local Orlando IT Pro group. Dell has this new Inspiron thing. You know how they had Inspirons only for laptops? Well, they discontinued their Dimension line, and now their Dimension line comes with 4 slots. So you can put 4 gigs of RAM in one of those. They sell them with Ubuntu for $220. So you can buy a $220 system, spend another $200 on 4 gigs of RAM from Newegg, and there you have a virtual machine for experimenting and testing all of these things, and it's not even going to cost you $500. So I'd get right on that. And finally, a little bit of a tail between my legs type of story. I blogged about this the other day. I cannot phantom a reason to go stand in a line for a cell phone. And I'm a pretty much a fanatic when it comes to mobile technology. I have a lot of friends in the cell industry. I have more cell phones and smartphones than anybody probably ought to be allowed outside of Japan. And to see all of that hype around the iPhone, I really thought was just hilarious. I mean, you know, congratulations, 1.0 smartphone, what's the big deal? So you see all of these little dirty hippies standing in the line waiting for the iPhone, and you're like, oh, God, not again. But over the weekend, I was actually in the mall. I'm like, all right, let me go check it out, might as well. So I go, and I take a look, and I start playing with it. And I got to tell you, the hype, for all it's worth, really did live up to the device itself. It is phenomenally fast. The screen is pretty nice. The interface is incredible. The speed is just pretty much number one thing here. I mean, it runs a 600 megahertz ARM processor, and everything on the device seems to fit nicely together. Whereas I think a lot of the Windows Mobile stuff is not that well thought through. Kind of like, you know, generic Microsoft approach. You know, we give you the base OS and everything's going to look pretty much different. So, Apple really got him here. I think Apple at the moment has a much better consumer device in terms of a smartphone. And here in-house, we have a Dash and a Blackjack and everything like that. So in terms of smartphones and touch phones and all of that stuff, I think Apple pretty much wins. And I hate to say that because I hate those bastards, but man, I was very impressed with this device. It was very fast, which allowed me to browse the web, look at things, you know, send and receive stuff, browse, play music, everything seamlessly, which is, to say the least, a big problem on a pocket PC. Now, to be fair, I did not walk out of that store with the iPhone. I don't intend to buy an iPhone. I don't intend to keep one, should one show up. I just don't think it fits any of the business reasons why you would want to have a smartphone. For example, with my Windows Mobile 6 and with our Exchange 2007, I have the ability to set my OOF. I have, so when I'm out of the office, I can say, hey, I'm out of the office. I forgot to set it, but, you know, don't bother me. I'm on a flight. I also have the ability to manage scheduling, invite people to attend meetings, reserve meetings, start new schedules, look at other people's schedules, the ability to basically flag messages, the ability to search for messages on the server. That's a big thing. You know, a lot of us don't really appreciate just how good we have it with that little pocket Outlook, but man, in terms of business value, I don't think Apple is anywhere near it. In terms of design, elegance, functionality, and overall performance, it's pretty easy to see that Apple has really handed Microsoft quite a bit to work with here. I don't think that there is a device, even from the ones that I've seen on internal releases and on the taps, I don't think Microsoft has a competitive deal to go against what Apple already has on the street for $400 or $500. Now, let's face it, most of our pocket PCs are priced about the same amount. So we'll see. Time will tell, but it certainly is exciting for both the consumer and the business owner to see a competition and to see innovation finally happening on something that a lot of us, myself, probably at the front of that line, have discarded as another Me Too product that Apple was going to polish up. But hey, Got to congratulate them. Got to say I was wrong. They really put up a phenomenal deal. So, guys, I hope if you're out in L.A., you stop by, drop me a note. We'll get together for dinner. If you are at the Worldwide Partner Conference, I'd really like to see you. We're going to be doing some SBS show stuff at the Worldwide Partner Conference. There's going to be a lot of coverage in Vladville, a lot of Microsoft, and also some business best practices. Because remember, this is where the most successful people in our business end up. So I'm going to stick a mic in their face and see what they say. And if you're interested in what some of those best people have to say, check out Vladville.com, the little bar on the side with the Vladfire videos. I have a lot of videos out there from some very impressive people, so do check it out. And look forward to seeing you out there. Keep learning, keep on studying, and have a wonderful day. You'll love the sound of my voice.
Oh, yes.